Okay, audio blog. We're in Studio C at the Can-Am Station. My name is Laura Craigle. It's not 502. And who else is here, guys?
I'm Mitch Borden.
Maddie Winchester.
And I'm Emily Russell.
All of the Can-Am volunteers currently, or current class, in one room. I like it.
Soon to be emeritus.
Soon to be emeritus. We're not talking about that, though. That was last day on our blog. This one is about Maddie Winchester.
True story, Laura. And what is it about?
I don't know. I think if we're going to, I like that we're all together, but I think one of the questions I have specifically for you, Maddie, you were talking about how it's hard to do your blog this time because it's your last blog, but you're not exactly like leaving 10 minutes from now. So you have to do the big blog reflection, but you're not in that mindset. So I wonder if you could tell me about what your goal is for this last blog and how it fits into your reflection.
Yeah, I think it's definitely really weird. I still have more than 3 weeks of work left, but just the way the blog cycle works out, this is my last blog. And it's hard because I feel like I'm the kind of person who, I was telling Mitch this yesterday, I don't emote ahead of time very well. I never quite know how I'm going to react to something until like it's happening or maybe until it's already happened. So to try and reflect on leaving 3 weeks before I'm leaving, right, when I'm still definitely in the work mindset, definitely in the Alaska life mindset, it feels sort of impossible. So I'm going to do my best to, there'll definitely be a written component of the blog as well. So I'm going to do my best to reflect well in both. But I think it's definitely hard to imagine the feelings I'm going to have 3 weeks ago because I'm not there yet.
While you're not emoting in the next 3 weeks, do you have plans? Do you have things you want to do in the next 3 weeks before you leave?
Oh my goodness, I have so many things I want to do. We'll see how many of them I can actually get done. I have a lot of work to do, which is exciting, getting a lot of great content, hopefully, on the air for the month of August when I'm no longer here and when our new volunteers are transitioning in, but kind of outside of work. I definitely want to spend as much time as possible outside more in like these places I haven't been. You know, I still haven't been bridge jumping. I still haven't been to Dorothy Falls. I'd love to do the raft race. I'd love to go on one more village trip. So I definitely have these things in mind that I really want to do. So it'll be a good balance of getting work done, hopefully, and finding a way to have fun.
I don't know, your first point about getting things for the month of August when you won't be here. I don't know. It's a weird thing to think about because I remember last summer after the previous Vols all left, it was sort of their phantom voices on the radio for that extra month. And it was kind of nice and it was kind of sad. And it's weird to think about now leaving that for the next group, having our voices sort of disembodied here after our time has passed.
It's especially weird thinking about like however many years from now our disembodied voices will reappear in the station, right? Like sometimes we'll pull a spot out of the archive or something like that, or the Christmas plays air again every year.
Right.
And just thinking about, you know, maybe people hearing us and being like, wait, I recognize that. And that's a weird feeling to think about.
How do you want your work to be remembered?
You know, I think the work I try and do, I don't want it in any way to be about me. Like, I don't want to be remembered when someone thinks of an episode of Story 49. Like, I want the person who the episode's about to be 100% of the focus and to be remembered. And I think that's why a show like Story 49 can transition from producer to producer. And, you know, the way I do it is a little bit different from the way Kristen did it and different from the way Emily did it before her, but in the end, like, we're not the part of it that matters, and we put a lot of work and a lot of soul and a lot of love into it with the intention of highlighting the people that we're trying to highlight. So I really hope that, you know, my work, I hope that people don't even remember that I did it, but that they remember the content of it. So I think that would be a goal for me.
Maddie, I know already one way that you're going to be missed here, and that is on the 4 o'clock needle drop, because I do it on Mondays and I feel like I'm always trying to be just as good as you and trying to catch up. Every week I get on air, I feel like the listeners want to hear you. I'm happy. I'm so happy to go on air, but So it's nice. I get calls sometimes from people that say, oh, like, you know, because I sometimes sound a little insecure on air, and people are always calling saying, oh, you know, you sound good. You sound good like this week. And I feel like, oh, thank you. I'm doing work that's, you know, maybe can compare to Maddie. So I feel like that's a way that people will remember you here. I've always enjoyed listening to you DJing, you on air for the needle drop. And so I know that's one way you'll be remembered. So,
well, thanks, Emily. I think that I'm glad you brought up the callers, because I think that's going to be like one of my biggest memories of work here at KNOM. The needle drop, which I love, 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 and the Saturday request show, which I also love, love, love. You know, I would have loved to be able to do every single needle drop, but I'm glad that you had that opportunity. Also, because that gave me the opportunity for the Saturday request show, which, as Laura can attest to, with the Sunday request show, is just like a really amazing time to talk to listeners. And I think I explained, I don't know if it was to you guys, like the Venn diagram of like there's one circle of people who listen to the needle drop, and it's like a specific circle of people, and they're all amazing, wonderful, wonderful people. And then there's like a separate circle who listens to the request show, also equally amazing. And then there's a small part that intersects, which is really cool. But for the large part, I have pretty different people calling in on a Saturday versus on a weekday. And I think that's really cool. And when I think about DJing, I think Mitch can probably attest to this. I think over the year, I feel like I just like forget that people can hear me sometimes. I don't know if this happens to you, Mitch, being on the air a lot. Just like I'll forget that my voice is actually like out in the world until someone calls in and they're like, oh, like it made me laugh when you said this, or when you messed up, or when you read the wrong announcement. Or I really like the theme. So I think that the callers, not only does it just like make my heart happy every day to hear their voices and to hear them be like, hey, Maddie, like, let me tell you all about what happened today. But also just that reminder that our voices are out there, I think, is really powerful.
Have you ever had someone come up to you and reference something you said from weeks ago?
Actually, no one in like real life is ever like makes the connection, really. They're like, oh, like you're Maddie from KNOM. I know it happens like all the time with you. It's everybody like, oh, it's Mitch in the morning. I've seen it happen. I've heard it happen. I know it happens.
It's obnoxious.
But it doesn't happen so much for me. And I wonder, a lot of my callers are from the villages. Like, I think, like there's a good number from Nome, but I think the majority are from the villages. So I haven't really gotten to interact with them in real life.
No, it's funny because, you know, I'm someone who will be like, oh, that's Mitch in the morning. I want to tell people that it's Mitch this season, because I know they'll get excited. But I'm also definitely like, I understand what Emily's saying, where, because you're on the Saturday request show and I would come in on Sunday. And, you know, obviously a lot of people listen to both. And for, you know, a long time, there was a lot of like, oh, good morning, Maddie. And I'm like, do I tell them? Do I disappoint them that it's not Maddie, it's Laura?
It's like when you pretended to be Emily Russell.
It needed to happen once just for logistical reasons, but
some might call it defrauding the listeners, some might call it resourceful.
Can you do a reenactment
of me being Emily Russell?
Yeah.
I didn't at all attempt to do anything to my voice, so
just
I will
say it.
KNOM update news. I'm Emily Russell and it's 5:02.
Perfect.
So
it's
good.
Interchangeable.
No, I do think that, you know, I'm not shocked that nobody picked up on our voices not being the same, but I don't know, Maddie, you definitely have a special voice on the radio. I think you're, you know, out of all of us and probably out of a lot of people at the entire station, just pretty smooth right out of the gate. Yeah. and pretty comfortable kind of speaking off the cuff. And I don't know, that's something that I'm continually impressed by with you, and going to the Memorial Day parade the other week and fumbling by myself for quite a while, and then having you show up and just like start effortlessly like chiming in with all these great descriptions. I'm like, oh, thank goodness she's here.
And being the other DJ, like, I know I'm perpetually not smooth, and that's what may give me my charm in the morning. But like to hear you, it's just like, oh my God, like how long has she been doing this? Is it even fair?
Well, thanks, guys. That's really sweet. I think that I can't, like, stop thinking about listeners. I think for me it's going to be one of the hardest things is not being able to talk to these people that I've come to, like, love and care about so much. And, you know, the other day when we had our reflection retreat and we wrote letters to ourselves that I think Margaret said she'll mail us in 6 months or a year. I can't remember what she said. but like a whole section of my letter, an entire paragraph was just the names and villages of listeners. So that six months from now,
a year from now,
I can like get this letter and then individually remember each of them and just like send them that love from my heart.
That is so sweet. I can't take it. Wow, that's really, really nice. Oh, I like hearing your reflections on the listeners because I think obviously we all think about them a lot, and I think there's no better thing to talk about, really. But given that we have touched on it a bit, transition.
That was effortless.
So smooth.
I learned smoothness from Maddie Winchester.
Is that you?
I would be curious to hear more of your, just hear about your favorite memories and your highlights. You talk about at the station, but maybe outside the station, just your time here in Nome and traveling around the region, if anything is going to stick out to you just like the callers do.
Oh my goodness. It's everything, right? I mean, even the parts that were hard in a way are highlights. But even just thinking back to the very beginning, like arriving here in this blinding sunlight that lasted forever, I think some of my early highlights, seeing the jerry cans and dancing till 3 a.m. with last year's volunteers, or every single time we've danced to Zombie for the Bering Strait Jackets. I really enjoy every village trip I've been on has been an incredible highlight. You know, Laura and I got to go to Gamble. Amazing experience 4 days after I got here.
It was 4 days. Wow.
Mitch and I spent an incredible like 100 hours in the gym in Wales eating cinnamon rolls and watching dance. Mitch, get ready because preview, or maybe not preview because people will be listening to this maybe as they look at my blog, we're going to have a photo gallery.
Oh, no.
Of the forgotten embarrassing photos from this year.
No.
Get ready. There's one of Mitch in Wales.
I'm really excited.
I've never seen any photos you've taken all year. You don't share these.
Planning the big reveal the whole time.
Yeah, and
you're
so just like moving through the year, you know, every moment that the four of us has spent together has been really special. I loved when we had like our fake Thanksgiving. I love when Emily and I did a really fun exchange episode about Thanksgiving recipes, you know, on the air, off the air. I think we all have a lot of fun together, and that's really special. And then the darkness, it was dark. It was amazing. It was beautiful. Remember all of us just like looking at the aurora together. Really special memories with that. And as the new year came around, I think for all of us, there were a lot of changes, but everything still remained really special. And we continued to go on village trips. We continued to grow and adapt to our lives in Nome. It was really cool seeing Mitch like get more comfortable with his EMT role and like start putting his jacket on really cool. And just coming home from calls and just like looking for like a rock star. So I think that was really cool. And
have you blogged about that before, Mitch?
No, no one's ever. I've never really told anybody.
Well,
I don't even
here
know if
go,
I've told
world.
My mom.
Everyone should know.
Now they know.
Okay.
And then what else am I thinking about? It's hard just because there's like every memory, you know, like us like sledding together, us playing pool and me being really bad at it. Laura and I took an amazing trip to Bethel. It was super fun. We went to a wonderful ice cream party and it was just like a lot of fun. And we just walked around Bethel for days. And I think my most recent trip to Unalakleet is also a highlight for me. It was really cool and ended up getting to see just like a ton of the countryside. And it was great. I don't know, villages have been one of the best experiences, but even just the experiences here are amazing too, right? Like every hike up Newton has taken my breath away, and I've done it 20 times, you know, and every time it's amazing. Or doing a wonderful fake half marathon with all of you lovely people. Every time we convince Laura to cook dinner for us, it's all great. So I think we have a lot of special memories, and I think some of those we were able to share through music during our late night listening party the other week, and I think that was really fun. Mm.
And what's up next for you, for those who don't know?
For those who don't know, I guess we're revealing all kinds of secrets. Mitch is an EMT.
And you're going where?
I am moving to Athens, Georgia, a place where I have never been. So I'm pretty excited. I will be attending the University of Georgia to get my dual master's in public health and social work.
It's really pretty.
Mitch knows. Mitch has been there. So,
do you have any hopes to get back on the air ever?
I'm definitely interested in it. Like, I would be really willing and interested in maybe picking up like a DJ shift at a local station. I know I've done some research, and there's like 10 or 12 stations in Athens. So there's actually kind of a lot. So it'd be really cool. I'm going to be pretty busy with like a graduate assistantship and 2 degrees and all of that stuff. But if I can make it work, it'd be a really special thing, I think, to have that in my life, but also to have that connection back to this place.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to kind of just drop it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to just do that. So I hope that you'll find some time to have that. I think that'd be cool, and I'd want to hear about what music you're playing.
Probably country. That's what Southern people listen to, right?
Oh, my God.
Mitch despairs of our knowledge of
the
South.
Wait, I'm not, like, totally unprepared. I lived in Texas for 4 years.
That's not the South. That's not Dixie.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's not.
Texas is Texas, right?
Yeah.
True. People in Texas don't want to be called the South.
And I'm pretty sure the South stops Texas at the Mississippi. Like Missouri, like after Missouri, it's the West.
I spent like a day in Mississippi, so I'm there. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You've been to Louisiana. Ready for Georgia. Yeah. Ready.
Yeah. Same thing.
Well, I guess, Maddie, we're coming up to the 20-minute mark, not too far away. It's the unofficial audio blog timeline is Emily Russell enforced for my last blog, so I'm gonna maintain that standard and say that you have about 3 minutes for your final thoughts. Go.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
What do you want to say to all your listeners?
Yeah, that's good. It's better than what I said.
I think that words are not enough almost to express. You know, I wish I could go sit on each of these people's couches with them and just like spend a day and just like send like all of the love that I have for every part of their life. And I think that, I don't know, I know it's hard. It's hard for them to hear, for us to leave and for a different voice to come on every year. So I guess what I want to say is that I just love you all and I wish nothing but the best for you. No matter if I'm here, if I'm in Georgia or wherever else I am, I will be thinking about each and every one of you. And I know that life will be great, and it won't be great every day, but it'll be great overall. And I think that's it.
Sounds like an ending to me. Thank you, Madison Rose Winchester. As I love
I think you mean Minchester.
Yes.
Maddie Minchester. My favorite person in the world.
The best DJ, really. Bye.